Okay, 我们先来念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》。We'll start by reciting the Heart of Perfection Wisdom Sutra. For those who are doing it in English, please turn to page 8 of the small booklet. 现在我们念，一起念诵第十面，第十页，《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀以般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛以般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰 Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha。
Good afternoon.
One.
Two words. Good afternoon. Two words.
好啊。是啊。
大家好，大家下午好。
So, just to maybe understand our benefit, how much benefit we get just by seeing the holy object, you know, so that making offering, doing prostration, doing meditation, so how much merit, you know, we accumulate. You know, so to talk about this a little bit, to understand that.
First, we need to understand.就算我们在这边这样静静的坐着去修，去做供养，或者做大礼拜，或者做静修禅坐的话，通过这些方法呢，我们都能积累很多的善业，这一点我们是必须明白的。
So, Buddha said in the sutra, making, I don't know what to say. So like Buddha said, what to call making charity to send other sentient beings, like clothes, food, not only clothes, like beautiful clothes, like the goddess clothes, like that, then making charity to sentient beings. And how many of this number, then he mentioned that the equal number of the same grain of ocean, you know, you make that kind of number of giving charity to sentient beings, you know, so that if you do that, you know, how much merit we accumulate, you know, just imagine that.
佛经上曾经记载佛这样说过，如果我们供养众生的话，无论是衣服啊或食物等呢，它的数量呢就有如海洋般的沙子那么多的话，我们所积累的福报呢也是很大很大的。
So, because you can imagine that, you know, so giving charity to sentient beings, that kind of almost, you know, the number of Ganges River, or no, Ganges of, no, number of the sand grain of the ocean, you know, that kind of numberless of clothes, food, making charity to sentient beings, you can imagine, you know, if you do that, how much merit will accumulate, you know.
所以呢，供养给众生，施予众生的福报，就如海中沙数那么多劫所累积的福报。
So, if we do that, we get so much merit. But Buddha said that is nothing, you know. So, compared to just hearing the Buddha's holy name and just seeing the picture of the Buddha.Or just, you know, or statue, just made of clay. Even the statue, that kind of statue, just seeing by that. So you accumulate much more merit than the before, you know, of the charity.
供养众生的福报虽然多如海中沙子那么多，但是和听闻佛的洪名，能听到佛的洪名，能见到佛的彩绘塑像比起来，后者的福报比前者更多。
Then, on top that, not then, we make prostration to the Buddha's holy image by thinking Buddha, then also making offering to the image of Buddha's, then also praise, you know, reciting, you know, praise to the Buddha, like reciting that kind of praising to the Buddha, so that merit is much more greater, you know.
但是呢，如果和做大礼拜啊，向着佛做大礼拜，无论是佛还是佛像做大礼拜，或者跟佛呢做供养，或者是念佛经祈求等等啊，这样的供养，这样所累积的福报呢，比听闻佛洪名和形象、见佛形象的福报更大。
So like that. So this is just a just a in physical way, you know, like physically by your eyes, consciousness, see the Buddha. You know, then your body.Action during prostration to the Buddha, you know, your speech praising to the Buddha, you know, just from your body, you know, just doing that, we can get so much merit.
、
Just now what I mentioned so far is just outwardly from the body, yeah.
所以刚才所讲的只是我们外在的身体的行为，比如说我们做跟佛像啊做大礼拜，或者是我们用我们的语言呢，用我们的嘴巴去念佛向佛祈求念经等等，我们所积累的福报呢却就很大很大了。
Then on top that, what I said, of course, you not only sing the holy object, on top that, you are able to meditate about the Buddha'simage in your mind, you know, then mentally making offering, you know, meditation, mentally doing prostration, so then that merit is much greater than the physical merit, yeah, accumulated by physical action.
如果呢，我们能够把心原念于佛的形象呢，去进修啊，用我们的心去禅修的话呢，我们所积累的福报呢，比我们外在的身体的啊，做大礼拜或者是我们语业的那种供养呢，这个后者的福报呢更大。
Okay, so. So therefore, so it's extremely important for us seeing, having holy object in the house, or coming to temple, visiting temple, then having our own holy object in the house, you know, just seeing the object, remembering the Buddha, not just putting your palm together, make small offering to Buddha,Then, on top of that, you have some devotion, faith on the Buddhas, you know. This is extremely important.
刚才翻译的不清楚。就如果我们意念佛的形象去禅修的话呢，我们所累积的供养呢，福的供养啊，福报呢更大，因为它是意的供养，比起我们身或口的供养，它来得更大。Okay, 现在讲，既然呢是这样的话呢，有一点是非常重要的。如果我们在家里呢可以安立佛的圣像，或者呢是我们到啊寺庙去拜访啊，我们看到佛啊菩萨的圣像等等，我们可以做这些简单的修行，我们可以意念佛，我们可以双手合十呢，表示对佛菩萨的尊敬啦，然后我们可以做供养啦，无论是外在的供养或者 意义的供养等等，我们要对于这些佛法僧呢升起这个恭敬心，对他们有很大的信心愿力的话，这一点呢就变得非常非常重要了。
So this extremely, you know, how fortunate. Oneself, you know, have some belief on Buddha's teaching, you know. So that makes such easy for oneself, you know, to do, see the holy object, then also, especially during meditation, you know, because of our belief, so that makes so easy for us. So therefore, we're extremely fortunate.
所以呢，我们是非常幸运的。怎么说呢？因为我们对佛的教导呢有信心，所以呢，我们从我们自己本身呢看到佛的圣像啊，我们就会升起这个欢喜心，就会去进修啊，就去做供养。所以呢，我们积累福报呢变得非常非常容易。所以我们是非常幸运的一群。
So therefore, so fortunate, so that must make sure, you know, this, our life, meaningful, you know, just seeing the holy object, making prostration, making offering, doing circumcision, doing meditation, whatever we can do in the life, you know, make our life meaningful much as possible.
所以呢，我们要确保我们这样的幸运呢，就这样得到这样的幸运的机会啊，我们要确保呢，我们的这生呢过得有意义。怎么过得有意义呢？我们就利用每个机会呢，我们看到佛像啊，我们能够礼佛啊，能够做供养啊，能够绕佛啊，能够花一点时间啊来做进修的话啊，这一点呢，就使我们的人生呢变得非常的有意义。
You understand? Huh? Okay, good. Huh?
所以大家都明白吗？可以问问题的。
Okay, so now, so.So last time, I don't know, talking about that.
I have a question.
Huh?
I have a question. They don't ask, I ask.
Ask them.
Ask them. 任伯切叫我问你们，为什么生的供养，生与义的供养，义的供养所积累的福报会比生的供养和语的供养来得更大？ We're talking about body, speech, and mind.Making offering through bodily actions or your speech. Why is it that through the mind you accumulate greater merits? This is what Khen Rinpoche said just now. Why is it the merits accumulated through the mind when do meditation or remember the image of Buddha? Why is it the merits accumulated is actually greater than through the body or through your speech? Cecilia has an answer.我们请 Cecilia 师兄来回答。
好嘞，那
I think it's because Dharma practice is all fundamentally about transforming and improving our minds. So I think that's why if we do something with the mind, it's much more powerful.Than just doing something physically and verbally, because we can do practice physically and verbally, and the mind is completely unchanged.
Rinpoche, is it correct?
Just say what she said, translate.
Oh.Cecilia 师兄他的回答是这样的，因为呢，当我们说佛法的修行，其实主要是训练我们的心嘛，是一个心的修行，而不是太过注重外在的或身体的，或者是你言语的讲话上的修行。所以呢，训练你的心呢，在心的意义的供养或什么呢，他在这方面修行，他所积累功德就会比外在的身体的言语的那种修行呢，他的那个力量来得更大。 因为你可以做很多身体外面的修行，比如你可以做很多大礼拜呀、啊，或者赞美啊什么啊，赞美佛什么之类的。可是你的心呢，却仍然可以，可能啊，会仍然丝毫没有改变到。所以呢，意的修行其实是它积累的功德会比较大，因为它的那个力量其实是比较大的。你们可以接受吗？这个答案不一定对的嘞，可以反对。
Okay, so so I think last class we talk about that, how to develop the karma biting, how to meditate. We did talk about that, you know, that. So there's different methods. So last time we talked about one, this, you know, talk about the five poles and eight antidotes, you know, through that, how to meditate, you know.
上一回我们的课程啊，也就是去年了，去年九月底是吗？九月底的时候，我们课程我们讲到，怎么样升起这慈悲心啊，怎样去静修啊，怎样禅修，这样其实要得到这个止啊，要得到止就是修止的方法，它其实有不同的方法。像我们谈到了在修止的过程中呢，它可能会出现的五种过患，还有对治这些五种过患的方法。
哎，就是。Anyway, this we already talked last class. No, we did complete about this thing. So just to remind shortly.
所以是我们上一次讲到的啊，好像还没有完成什么。
So the five poles, the first one is about the laziness. You know, to.With laziness, of course, you can't meditate. So, we should avoid the laziness in order to meditate.
所以第一种过患呢，其实就是懈怠。当我们有懈怠，懈怠呢是佛经里面的术语啊。他这样讲，其实我们用很白的白话来讲，就是懒惰了。当懒惰的时候呢，我们就没有什么心思想要去静修或禅修。
So then, you know, to how to overcome the laziness, you know, so that's the applying any the poor antidote, you know, to reduce our laziness, so that poor antidote.
这样的人怎样对付这个懒惰的态度，也就是这个懈怠，当然他就有他的对治的方法。
So, the first one, so suppose we need to understand, you know, so you really why we need to meditate, you know, if we meditate, what the benefit we really get it through the meditation, so must understand that, then then of course then by that then you can feel that, you know, meditation is important.I need to meditate, you know, through there. Then you have this strong path to meditate, you know.
在对治的方法呢，首先我们就是要了解为什么你自己要去静修，你要问自己这样的问题。像当你进行静修要得到止的时候，到底这个止呢有什么好处，它可以为你带来什么利益。当你完全明了的时候呢，你就会感觉到哎，其实这个静修呢是非常重要的，你就会产生这个信心想要去静修。
So like that. So then, when you see that, then you have the second one. I don't know. Earning, no, one, two.Want to achieve?
Yearning.
Yearning.
Want to achieve.
What? Yearning.
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 Yearning. Y-E-A-R-N-I-N-G.
Want to. Yeah. Now then, what have this strong?
Y-E-A-R-N-I-N-G.
所以当你明了的时候，你就有这种需求心啊，这种渴望啊，就要去啊，去进修。
What the same intention, same law.
Forgetting the instruction.
Any interest, intention, same. I want to meditate, you know.
Oh, the yearning that I want to meditate.
Intention, same law.
Intention, intention is very mild.
Also, you're strong, you know. You're
strong
wish to
strong wish.
Meditate, you know. I want to.Not like that.
所以当你完全明了的时候，你就会升起着强烈的需求心，说你要去进修。
So like that. Then the third one, then the what call the joyous effort, you know, you are very delight, you know, to do meditation, you know, so joyous effort.
所以当你知道这个。进修的好处啊，或者你他们，如果你看佛经，你认识修止的功德啊的话，你就会除了升起这个信心的之外呢，你有这个欲求心想要去修的话，你会很勤劳的去修，所以你会升起三种功德：一个信，一个是欲，一个是勤。
So this three is extremely important. You know, to overcome the laziness, you know. You want to meditate, then must overcome the laziness. You know, then faith, earning, then joyous effort, you know. You must have that to meditate. to do good meditation, you must have that. You know, reduce the laziness through that.
所以当懈怠升起的时候呢，我们一定要去对治它，而且对治的方法就是认识修止的功德。像修止的功德就是要了解它所带来的好处啊，所以如果你充分了解的话，你就会升起对修止的信心，你就是信，然后你就会渴求心啊，哇，觉得诶这个是很好的，我一定要去做，所以你就的欲求心，这个欲，然后呢你会很勤奋很用功的去修止，你就这个勤，所以呢这是三个认识止功德所产生的三个必要的条件，信、欲、勤。你有这三样东西呢，你的修止呢就你就会很好的去进行你的修止，你的进修。
So like that. So with this, and paid earning, and just effort, then you put effort, no? You really want to meditate, then learn the technique, or learn the topic, what you want to meditate, you know? Learn with joyous effort, you know? So then finding the correct way to meditation, you know? So this is important.
所以当你升起这个信、欲和勤的时候呢，你就会很致力于很用功的去修学那个修止的方法，或你修止所要观想的主题等等，这样你的修止呢就会是很正确的，没有错误的，这一点呢是非常重要的。
Okay, so that then after that, then when you meditate, you know, then you meditate what you really learn. And how to meditate, you learn it, you hear or reading, you know, thinking, learn the object of meditation or what you're going to meditate, you know, learn properly. Then after that, in actual practice, you know, then you have to meditate. After learning that, you have to meditate. You know, then here, talk about the karma biting or single-pointed meditation, then biting the right object, you know.Then put your mind there, you know, from beginning, you know, you start, put, you know, focus your mind there on the object.
所以我们去进修的时候呢，当我们具备这三个条件，我们就会真正的去学习怎么样去静坐，怎样去进修，这样我们就懂，哎，我们进修的时候啊，我们应该怎样去思维，要想些什么，这样呢，我们的进修的所缘啊是什么东西，怎么样去专注，这样把心缘念于我们的所缘境等等，这样学习了这些之后呢，我们就可以去真正的去修行，也就是佛经讲的正修，这样正修的时候呢，我们就可以很快的进入我们止的境界，止就是一心不乱的境界，将我们的心呢圆住于我们的境界之中。
So when you meditate, then of course cannot forget the object of meditation. You cannot forget. Your mind be very alert, focus on the object. You forget the object, so that means you lose the object. When you lose the object, so that means you are not meditating. No.
当我们开始进修的时候，可能也会遇到一些困难。我们发现我们很难把我们的心呢专注于我们所缘的境界里面。我觉得这是比较困难的。有时候呢，我们就进修的时候，我们的所缘境，我们就忘失了我们的所缘。
So therefore, then, so one of the fault, not forgetting the object of meditation. So that's the fault.
所以呢，这就是第二种过失了，在进修时的第二种过失叫做忘失教授。你看你们的那个notes 啊，讲义里面都有。It's in the notes.
Of course, they're not.
In the Chinese.
Yeah.
The Chinese and the English notes.
they should know.
Day 21, 第二十一天，教授。
This is the remind. Hopefully, after 4-5 months, we haven't forgot. Hopefully.
如果我翻译错，你看讲义就对了。
So like that. So then.What is the antidote? so that is mentioned, the mindfulness. So therefore, when you forget, then of course you have to bring back your mind. Again, mindfulness. Just, your mind is always mindfulness on the object, shouldn't forget.
所以呢，当你忘记忘失教授的时候呢，它的对治方法是什么呢？它的对治方法就是正念。你忘记你的所缘境呢，你的正念就把它拉回来，要忘记就把它拉回来啊。
So then, so like that, so that'll be beginning, of course. First, we have to find the right object, then try to put your mind there long as possible, so then.Apply the mindfulness.
所以呢，首先呢，你要确立你的所缘，就是你要观想的东西是什么了。当你确立你的所缘的时候呢，就要把你的心呢，缘念于你的所缘境，就要越长越好啊。当你忘失的时候，再把你的心拉回来，用正念把你的心拉回来，你的所缘境。
So then. So after that, of course, when you meditate, there's always, that's the problem, no side. the obstacle for the meditation, what disturbs your meditation, it's called, what you call laxity and excitement. When you meditate, so some, our mind wander, sometimes live more dull,sometimes wandering too much like that. So there will be a lot of difficulty when you meditate.
当我们呢能够专注我们的心呢于我们的所缘呢不能忘失，就是没有忘记我们的所缘境的时候呢，其他的障碍可能会升起，就是进修的障碍了。比如说，当你在进修的时候，你所缘境还是在那边的，可是呢，你觉得，你慢慢慢慢，忽然间就要沉默了，或者是你是掉局了， 哎呀，沉默掉举是什么呢？就你的心呢，突然间散掉了。你所缘境还在密，可是你的心好像散掉，或者你觉得你的心好像昏昏沉沉的，很昏昧的。哦，就你的，就是你在进修的时候，你就遇到了这样的瓶颈，这样的障碍，这样该怎么办呢？
可以说，说来的说的啊。So the problem during the meditation, so not identifying the problem of the meditation, which is excitement, laxity, no? During the meditation, you know, not identification, identification, so that become not correct.
所以呢，当你遇到这样的问题的时候，当你啊发现你进修的时候你有沉默的问题啊，或调举的问题的时候呢，你应该怎么样呢？你应该把你的专注力拉回来，你应该能够认识哦，你现在呢哦是调举了哦，你现在是沉默了啊。如果你不知道的话，你继续沉默下去，调举下去了。
So not recognizing.Not recognizing that, that's become problem. So therefore, we must recognize that. So to recognize that, so then we have to apply the vigilance or introspection, you know, and see whether sometimes we have to apply that vigilance, we have to be vigilant whether this laxity or excitement arise or not, you know, sometimes we have to check, we have to be vigilant on that.
所以呢，当你的所缘境没有妄事的时候呢，可是呢，你可能已经陷入了沉默，或者在调举之中呢，你就要用什么来见证？哦，现在其实我已经调举了，我已经沉默了，你就需要利用正念来对峙。哦，正念告诉你，诶，现在呢已经是调举了，哦，现在已经进入啊沉默了，所以你需要依靠正念的心力呢。来确认。
So then, so you have to be vigilant, you know, so then once you recognize that, or during the meditation with the vigilant, then you see that laxity, excitement arises, then you have to recognize and you have to apply the antidote for that, you know.
所以当你进修的时候呢，用你的正念呢，发现诶，其实呢，你现在进修已经陷入了沉默或陷入调举的时候呢，你有这正念的时候，你就会发现哦，原来我已经遇到这样的障碍了，你就可以可以应用对治的方法。
So like that, so you see that, but you not applying, you know, you're not putting effort to.Reduce the laxity, excitement, then that become problem. So that time you recognize, then you must apply, you know, antidote for that to reduce your laxity or reduce your excitement. You should apply the antidote and reduce, or get out, read out the problem of the meditation, disturb the meditation.
所以当你在进修的时候呢，突然间陷入了沉默或调举这样的问题的时候，你就应该利用你的正知呢，把它拉回来。哦，现在呢，我已经陷入调举了，所以你就利用调举，运用调举的对治方法。哦，现在我已经陷入沉默了，你就运用那个对治沉默的对治方法。
So like that. Then once you're...Mind is quiet. When you apply the vigilance, then when you see your object clearly, your mind is focused on the object. There's no laxity, there's no excitement arises. Your mind is just sitting on the object, you know, very clearly, focusedly. Then, so that time, shouldn't apply, you know,The antidote. You don't need to think antidote for laxity excitement. that moment, you know, when your mind is very calm, focused, you know, shouldn't apply. You apply, then become the problem of meditation.
所以呢，当你用正知呢啊去调伏你的心的时候呢，你就可以很清楚的看到你的所缘境。所以你的所缘境是非常分明明了的，就有这个明分，而且你也可以专注于你的所缘境，就是你也所谓的住分。当你的住分和明分都有的话呢，啊，这样你的心呢是非常专注、非常平静的，专念于你的所缘境。这时候呢，你就不应该啊，不应该运用对治的方法。如果你去运用对治的方法的话呢，就会产生问题了。
Okay, so then, so your mind, what you call, put in equanimity, you know, that time just live there, you know, don't apply antidote, you know. When there's no laxity, no excitement, your mind is quite clear, you know, single-pointedly.Focus on the object, then that time shouldn't apply. You know, you apply, then become problem. You know, applying it become problem. So non-applying is the antidote. Yeah.
所以当你的心呢，原念你专注于你的所缘境，住于平等舍的时候呢，你的心是非常清、非常明了的，能够住在你的所缘境的时候，你就不应该运用对治的方法。如果去对治的话呢，就会产生问题。这所谓的不作行，你去作行啊，作行你去不作行，就第四和第五的那个过患，还有对治方法。
So like that, so I think this one like that. So then after a while, when your mind is very clear, you know, then what called clear, focus on object. Then after a while, after meditating, then after a while, you are able to. With this joyous effort, you know, so meditate with joyous effort, then after a while, you're very used to your meditation. You know, you're used to meditation become very familiar for oneself. Whenever you think, your mind just go into meditation. You know, the laxity or excitement doesn't arise immediately. You know, whenever you think the object, just go into meditation like that.
然后呢，你的心呢，专注于你的进修，这样的不断的去用功你的功夫就会越来越深入，越来越纯熟。所以呢，所以你的心就能过后呢，就能很专注于你的所缘境，非常明了，而且可以有这个住分，可以圆念所缘境的很久的时间。所以呢，你就有这个潜力啊，你就很喜欢去进修，而且你很容易的，你就很容易的进入了这个。你的所缘境的那个境界那个状况，就你可能一坐一下子呢，你很纯熟了，功夫很纯熟了，一下子你就进入你的所缘境了，就可以一心不乱了。那时候呢，就没有所谓的沉默也不会生气，调举也不会生气了。
So I don't know what to call this, you know, the mental plancy, mental plancy and physical plancy, plancy, I don't know.Mental pliancy and physical pliancy will be arise. So that means, so when you meditate, you know, you think of the object, your mind just go into there with joyfully, you know, so you don't have any difficulty there. You know, your mind become very smooth anyway, I don't know. Very joyfully just
flexible.
Go.
Flexible. Flexible.
Very joyfully go into meditation, you know, by 2-3 hours like that.
Like 20 hours.
所以呢，当你的功夫练得越来越纯熟的时候呢，可能你一开始打坐，你很快的就能进入你的所缘境，而且呢，就很快有这个明了快的住分，而且你是觉得哎，非常舒服的，很轻易的，而且你很喜欢这样的境界，很容易，所以你就达到了所谓的心清安的一种境界啊。过后呢，除了心清安呢，你过后会进入这个身清安的境界。所以你去进修的时候，你是很舒服的状态的。
说来说，
is it considered you have achieved shamatha?
Not
if you achieve that,
not that,
还没有。
you reach there, you reach there.
You reach there? 你已经修，已经达到这样境界了吗？No, not yet. She has not reached the state.
阿勒桑多萨希望，呀呀。
这师兄问，在那个梵文是不是叫圣图沙？我听成什么圣淘沙？Sorry 啊，这梵文叫圣图沙，就是清安的意思啊，你那种很舒服的感觉了啊，我不知道你们去修吧。
You know, I mean, of course, I mean, there's different way teach by Mitre Buddha how to develop karma body in 9 stages, you know.So only after the 9 stages, then you achieve the karma biting, you know. So what she asked, she says about when you reach 9 stages, then you have this plan C, you know, what call?
When you reach 9 stages, then you achieve the plan C.
Yeah, mental plan C, yeah, physical plan C is achieved, you know.
因为有不同的方法，可能有不同的教授，不同的方法。比如说弥勒佛的那个修心的那个止观的方法就举出了那种九住心啊，就九个层次。所以当你达到那个九住心的第九级的时候这样你就会达到这个心清安和身清安，就是你达到第九住心是等持的时候呢你就会有这个身清安和心清安啊。
So that, yeah, so anyway, we're not going on that, so, so like that, so, when you meditate like that, you know, your mind become very,smooth or easy to meditate, immediately your mind goes to meditation like that. You know, then your mind becomes like that because of the power of this mind plenty. Then your body also becomes very easy to, you know, you don't feel tired. You don't feel that tired to meditate, you know. You become power of the mind. Power of the mind plenty, your body becomes also the man, physical plenty is arises. They don't feel tired, no? Difficult like that meditating.
所以当你进修的功夫非常纯熟的时候这样你的心呢当你坐下来进修就很容易进入呢这个安静的境界，你的心很能就给专注下来源于你的所念。在你功夫非常纯熟的时候，你的心呢就会升起一种清安。因为这心的力量这心清安的力量，它使到你的身体呢变得很舒适，所以你也达到身清安。这样身清安究竟是怎么一种境界呢？就表示呢，当你达到了身清安的身体的清安的境界呢，你不会容易感到疲倦，也精神很好的，不容易感到疲倦。这是因为心清安的力量的缘故。
So, so like that. So, when you
no need to sleep.
You can sleep. You can sleep, of course.
我问题是当你达到这个身心啊，你讲不容易感到疲倦就不用睡觉了。啊，那么这回答是还是可以睡觉了。
Like palmless realm, palmless, not palm realm, palmless, they don't sleep, you know. only desire realm, you know, the three realm, desire, form, formless realm, you know, the two upper realm, they don't sleep. Only the desire realm people sleep.
OK, 仁波切 的回答，你们要注意听，然后自己去想哦。他讲了，只有这个欲界的众生呢，才需要睡觉。若是色界还有无色界的天人，他们是不需要睡觉的。你们去联想进修。
啊，弗兰德，啊。Is talking now. So when the plancy, the mental plancy or physical plancy, when you achieve that, then you don't have laziness, you know, to meditate, you know, so easy, you know.
所以你当你达到心清安。然后由心清安呢引发这个身清安的时候呢，当你达到这样境界的时候，其实呢你要去做任何静坐啊禅修呢就非常非常容易了。
So like that. So it's not easy. So we mentioned last time, then of course you have to recognize what is laxity, what is excitement, you know, really have to study, listen, read, think, you know.Understand, differentiate with the laxity, excitement. You know, those really need to understand. You know, then learn, then meditate. You know.
当然，那时候进修啊是非常容易的，好像吃饭这样简单。可是，这是我自己讲的了。可是呢，真正要达到这样的境界呢，其实还是。不容易的，因为呢，我们首先还要能够对治哈、啊、那个五种过失，特别是我们要能够在进修的时候能够确认出，哎，现在呢我陷入沉默了，我现在陷入吊局了，所以要能够真正的去克服这些东西哦、啊，能够达到那个清安的境界呢，我们首先呢还是要听闻啊佛法的教授，然后我们要去思维我们所听闻的佛法，然后呢真正达到一种了解明了这个佛经到底到他讲的到底是什么啊，这样呢我们才能够去啊进修，然后才能达到这样的境界。
So. So, also especially mentioned there, to understanding, to recognizing this subtle laxity is extremely important, mentioned in the Lamrim. So, because it can be, if you don't understand clearly, then become, it looks like a meditation, you know, almost like you're meditating. But in reality, when under the...influenced by the laxity, you know.
这样在经典里面呢，其实他讲，其实我们要正确的了知哦，这个沉默是非常重要。因为当我们陷入这细分，因为沉默有粗分和细分。如果当我们陷入了细分的沉默的话，如果我们不明白的话，我们坐着好像我们进修啊，哦、我们禅修好像很好，其实事实上呢，这是不对的。
So like that, so they describe there, you know, when you see the subtle laxity, you know, your mind is focused on object. For example, meditating, your mind is focused on that. But also you see the object very clearly. You know, your focus, you see clearly, you are not distracted. You know, look like meditation, you know.
所以当这个细分的沉默究竟是怎么样子呢，像佛经上就有指出来有讲述啊，这细分的沉默呢，其实我们心呢能够非常专注于我们的所缘呢、啊、但我们所缘呢是非常明了的，你的那个想的东西观想的东西是非常明了的，而且呢你能够专注于那边，你是有住分的了，你是有住分的啊，所以看起来真的诶好像是没有什么问题。
Then I don't know how to say in English, huh? then but you have the your mind is focused on object, you're seeing the object clearly, but when you say the subtle laxity, that means your mind is not so intense on the object, a little bit loosened, you know, your mind holding on the object, a little bit loose, little loose, you know, not intense, you know, so that called subtle laxity. You know? Your mind is lazy like, there, but you are lazy like, you know, what call? Sitting on the sofa, a little bit relaxed type, you know. Huh? I don't know what you call that. Huh? Okay. Not totally, but you are a little bit intense, not that much. No.
这个细分的沉默呢，究竟是怎么样呢？细分的沉默呢，你的心呢能专注于你的所缘，你的所缘是很明了的，细节什么你是看得到的，也有住分，你的心不会散乱。可是呢，你这个明分呢，就是没有力量，不辣的 ，not intense 啊。你的那个细分呢是没有，那个明分呢是没有力量的啊，有点松弛的，就好像坐在沙发上，你觉得哎很轻松，你可以看到啊，然后也很明了啊，心不会散乱，可是是没有力量的。你的明分是没有力量的，这就是细分的沉默。
So like that, so. Anyway, your mind must be very alert. Alert, yeah. Not like too relaxed, you know. Little relaxed, then it doesn't become real meditation, you know. So then, alert, like that. Shouldn't relax back like that. So alert, must be alert all the time.
所以这个细分的沉默发生的时候，就是你的所缘呢有住分有明分呢，可是你的那个明分呢是很松弛的，你很放松的心态都放松了，所以呢你就陷入了这所谓的细分的沉默。
So therefore, so this is the Lamrim Lamazong mentioned. So many of meditators they mix up these two, you know. So many people mix up.You know, the subtle laxity is look like a real meditation. Not then. Then people, many yogis mistake on that. Lama Tsongkhan mentioned, so you have to be very careful on that.
所以呢，在这个道次第的教授里面呢，他讲其实也有很多行者，有很多瑜伽士呢，其实呢他们都搞混乱了。当他们去进修的时候，他进入了这个细分的沉默的时候呢，他们以为自己其实进修禅修得非常好。
Okay, I think this is just a reminder. I mean, this we already talked.Last few classes we already complete this topic, so today just to remind, just a reminder, yeah.
所以呢，刚才呢是Rinpoche 给我们很快速的复习我们去年所上的课。所以呢，现在呢整个课程就是关于止的修行的课呢就完成了。
啊。Okay.
大家可以吗？回家都可以了哈，都可以修了哈。
啊
，Auntie say still cannot, still don't know how to do it.
Okay, now we do meditation. So,
所以现在人不觉要和大家一起修。
After my tea,
他喝完的水啊，喝口水过后，我们就大家一起试一下。
Just one question you have. I drink my tea, then we do short meditation.
大家可以发问，时间的关系只能问一道问题。现在还有时间啊，问一道问题哦，回答一道问题。Andy 有问题吗
？Andy have many questions. Another one.
祝分怎么样？怎么样？怎么样使你的禅修时候能祝分，能够有那个祝分啊？How to achieve? What is it? Okay, when you meditate, there are two things. One is clarity. One is able to stay on the object of meditation for longer duration. So, Auntie's question is how to achieve longer duration on the object of meditation? How to achieve that?
Mm-hmm. That is too good. Working harder. Working harder. You know. So nothing else. I think working harder.
Aunty, 你就用功去修吧，每天就修就修了，总有一天它会到来的。
Try to get even 1 second, even 2 seconds, try to focus your mind there. Of course, that's already very good. Of course, then, with that, then you have to increase your timing. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, of course. Same method, there's nothing much. No, but we have to try and try, no. Of course, not easy. No, so I think there's nothing else you can do without putting effort and trying. You really want them. That's the only way. Yeah, putting more effort.
所以呢，如果要得到住分呢、啊，就你去实修的时候要有这个住分的话呢，你要不断的练习啊，每天要不断的去练啊，可能你有时候只能安住于你的所缘境，可能只有一秒钟，这样的一秒钟可能只有两秒钟，这样每天你就不断练了，这样慢慢练，练到10秒、20秒等等，就是要不断的去实修了，这是不容易的方法。可是除了这个方法，就没有其他的方法了。
Like I mean something similar, like chanting mantra like that, you know, like chanting mantra. First time you cannot chant so quick, you know, take.2 minutes, 3 minutes, but you put effort, you know, daily, then of course you can chant faster. You know, you're more able to do faster. So same thing, meditation is different, but you can put your object longer, you know, in your mind without distraction.
这和我们做其他的东西是一样的，比如说我们念佛的洪名或佛的咒语的时候，我们开始第一次念的时候，我们没有办法念啊，念得很慢。可是如果你每天都很用功、很精进的话，不断的去练练，总有一天，你突然间会发觉，我其实可以念得很快了。同样的，你去学这个静坐啊，去静修的话呢，也是同样的道理。开始的时候，你可能没有办法把心源于所念呢、真的没有办法。可是你每天不断尝试的话，可能一秒、两秒、三秒，就每天用功法，慢慢慢慢，你就觉得，其实呢，它其实是可以非常简单的。
Okay, we do another 20 minutes. We stop 3 o'clock. Today I have another class later, so 3 o'clock we stop. So we do maybe 15-20 minutes short meditation. Okay, so try that for. A short time, so as we learned last time, you know, so sitting on seven posture of Bhairavachana, you know, crossing leg, putting your palm together, you know, so then putting your back straight, arm also like straight, then, you know, your head slightly bending inwards, so like that then. So anyway, sit your most comfortable posture, okay? And if you know the seven posture of Bhairavachana, then you sit in that way and check whether your all posture correctly or not, you know, go through that. Scan through your seven posture like that for a few seconds.
OK, 现在我们还剩20分钟，因为今天的课到3点。好，这20分钟我们就用这20分钟做一个简短的静修静坐的休息。还记得上次就去年我们讲过的，我们要采用毗卢遮那佛的七支坐法。还记得吗？加趺坐，如果可以的话就加趺坐或者半莲花坐。然后呢，我们的背要挺直。然后我们的头呢稍微向下，可是要看，然后我们的舌头顶住我们的上颚啊等等，就根据这个七支毗卢遮那佛的做法来做啊。最重要就是你做你要觉得非常的舒服，你要不觉得哎呀这很难啊什么之类的，你坐下你就觉得哎我今天做得好舒服啊，可以的话就用七支毗卢遮那佛的做法，要不然就用你最觉得最舒服的做法来做。现在我们就做这静修啊，20分钟。So then, next, do the breathing meditation. So, breathe in, out. So then, mindful on the breath. You feel that breath going out, then feeling the breath coming in like that. So, if possible, that then count as 9 times or 21 times. You can count that in and out, count as 1. That count mentally, you know, so mentally count that, so then mainly focus your mind on the breath. 首先呢，我们做数息观。数息观呢，就是当我们呼出气的时候，我们懂我们在呼气。当我们吸入的时候呢，呼吸吸入的时候，我们懂我们是在吸入我们的气。这样呢，我们就做这样呼出吸入，用我们的心来算，呼出吸入算是一次，这样我们算了21次，将我们的心呢原念于我们的呼吸，让我们的心呢静下来。
OK, we do 21 time, count as, you know, in and out, count as 1, count mentally, you know, then we do this breathing 21 time.
记得我们是在数息，呼出吸入算是一次，用我们的心算21次。
Okay, so this is, we can do that very beginning. So you can do the breathing meditation like that. Mentally you count. If you count, it's, after a while you don't know whether it's 10 or 11. You forget the number, then your mind is distracted. You know? So then you have to come back again from beginning. You know, count again like that. So we have to try that. So this is the very easiest way to train our mind on meditation.
当我们开始静坐的时候呢，我们可以做这个数息观，然后用我们的心呢来算我们的呼吸，呼出吸入。当我们算的时候，算21次。如果我们当我们数到第10次啊或第11次的时候呢，诶，我们的心呢觉得诶我们的心散乱了，或觉得有障碍干扰了，这样呢我们要重新再来过，重新再算过，从第一次开始算，算到21次。这是最简单的让心静下来的方法。
So like that, then after you do the repetitive prayer, like, you know, the poor line, the repetitive prayer. So you can, you know, by heart, then you can say that, you know, I go repetitive to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha until I'm enlightened. So that goes repetitive, then last two verses, generating bodhicitta. So these two verses, you can think on that verses.
过后呢，过后我们心静下了过后呢，我们就可以念这个皈依文我们的四行皈依文你可以呢把它记下来，然后呢用心去念然后把这个皈依文或其他文祈祷文呢记下来。
So that then, so now, try to bring object of meditation, you know, visualize.You know, Buddha Shakyamuni, okay, we just make simple today, okay, just visualize Buddha Shakyamuni in front of oneself, sitting on golden throne, on top of the throne, there's a lotus, Monjis, on top of the Buddha Shakyamuni. So visualize that. Now, try to visualize that for a few seconds. Clear, focus your mind.
然后呢，当我们念完了这皈依文之后呢，我们就可以升起我们的所缘境，就是我们可以观想在我们的前方出现本师释迦牟尼佛，所以本师释迦牟尼佛呢，就是我们的所缘境，就是心的所缘境啊，它是非常简单、比较容易的。所以今天呢，我们就做这样的练习。在本师释迦牟尼佛呢，是坐在金黄色的座位上，黄金的座位上。那上面呢有个莲花座，他就本师释迦牟尼佛呢就安坐在这个莲花座上面。你要观想得很清晰，让你的心呢圆念于你的所缘。
So it's recommended. So visualize.Not visualizing like a painting or a statue like that, you know. That's Buddha Shakyamuni is made of a rainbow light or made of light, but also not so light, you know. It must be a little bit like heavy feeling. You should meditate the object there, you know.
在观想本师释迦牟尼佛的这个形象的时候呢，并不是好像我们看到的在寺庙里面家里看到那个释迦牟尼佛的那个雕像，它不是这样实质的那种雕像，而是我们观想的本师释迦牟尼佛呢，他的身体呢是光的，它是由光组成的一个形象，好，所以没有那种雕像那种沉重的那种感觉，而是一种光的很轻盈的那种身。
Then also possible, then you can visualize around oneself, around the Buddha Shakyamuni, or then you can visualize all other six realm sentient beings in different realm. You can visualize that going different type of suffering, physically, mentally.
如是观想了本师释迦牟尼佛，我们可以进一步观想呢，六道所有的众生呢，都和我们在一起。这不同的六道的众生呢，他们正在遭受不同的身心的痛苦。
Okay, then next we recite the Shakyamuni mantra in 7 times so that I visualize each and every sentient being reciting together and having paid devotion to Buddha Shakyamuni. So think that, then same time also think that the nectar or light come from Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself and all six of sentient beings, then purify their mental, physical suffering.
如是观想本师释迦牟尼佛和我们周围的六道众生之后呢，我们观想，我们就要来念本师释迦牟尼佛的佛号7次。这样念这个佛号的时候，你观想呢，本师释迦牟，就是我们不只是自己念，还有六道的众生呢，也和我们一起念诵这本师释迦牟尼佛的佛号。在念诵的时候呢，本师释迦牟尼佛的身体发出大光芒，并降下甘露。那我们要以非常虔诚的心来念诵。这光芒和甘露呢，照耀到我们和所有六道的一切众生，然后这个光呢就充满了我们全身，这个甘露呢就清洗了我们和所有六道众生的所有的身心的痛苦和障碍。所以我们一起念诵7次。一二三，他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈，他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈。Taya ta muni muni ma munaya la ya la muni muni ma。
So now, so nothing, whatever we accumulate the virtues in the past, such as giving generosity, keeping morality, being patient, being joyous effort, doing some meditation, having some wisdom, whatever we have accumulated in the past. So due to this merit, I may quickly become like Buddha Shakyamuni to benefit number of subsentient beings.
Now, we have this thinking, because we have accumulated the good deeds,我们过去所做的布施啊、啊持戒啊、安忍啊、啊进修啊、啊积累的智慧啦、啊、等等哦，这方面的福报、这边的善业，因为所过去所积累的这一切善业呢，啊，愿我呢啊能像啊能证得本师释迦牟尼佛的佛果的佛的境界，能够呢啊能够解脱无量无边的一切众生。
The essence to develop the bodhicitta mind.
由是呢，我们升起啊菩提心。
So then, by developing this strong wish of the bodhicitta mind, then Buddha Shakyamuni is extremely pleased. You know, then the replica of Buddha Shakyamuni enter oneself, and then oneself become Buddha Shakyamuni, so you can think that.
如是呢，我们升起这个菩提啊，菩提的愿心啊，愿啊解脱所有一切的众生。因为这样的发愿呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢啊升起欢喜心。有因为升起这欢喜心的缘故呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢就进入，就化身了，化身了其中个化身就进入我们的身体了。然后呢，我们就。转眼变成啊，本师释迦牟尼佛。
So next one, then from oneself is Buddha Shakyamuni, then from there, many replica of Buddha Shakyamuni emanate, then and enter into each and every sentient beings, then all sentient beings become same as oneself, like Buddha Shakyamuni, so you can visualize that.
接着呢，我们观想哦，我们本身已经化身为本师释迦牟尼佛，然后从我们本身哦，本身释放出哈、哦，化现出无量的释迦牟尼佛，进入所有的六道所有的一切众生，加持他们哦，进入他们的身体，然后他们也化身为本师释迦牟尼佛。
Okay, so this is we can do this meditation. Okay, so this is good. So you can do that.
所以呢，我们就简短的灌修就到此为止。这个是一个非常简短的进修的方法哦，你们可以自己呢尝试哦，这是非常有意义的一种修法。
So it's very important, as mentioned beginning. So you know, just thinking the Buddha image in your mind, thinking the Buddha in your mind. So extremely beneficial, accumulate so much merit. You know, even 1 second, you can think in your mind. No, so try that much as possible.
这点是非常重要的。如果我们能够在我们的心里呢升起佛的形象哈，这本身就有很大的功德，有很大的利益。如果我们就升起佛的形象一秒钟的话呢，这功德利益也是非常大的。所以我们要尽量的去做哈，尽量的能够做到这一点。
Okay, then think that having paid devotion, making offering, especially following the advice of the Buddhas.Not this become very, very meaningful life, you know.
Can we check? Can you repeat again? Do we have devotion, make offerings?
Offering, then listening, you know, listening his advice.
Listen to his advice, okay.
Yeah. Become, your life become very meaningful.
所以呢，当我们能够升起这个佛的形象的呢，我们心里能升起这种前进、很功成的心的时候呢，然后呢，我们做供养，记得我们刚才讲的义供养哈，供养的话呢，这样我们能够听闻佛的教导开示，然后跟着他开示去做的话，这样我们的这一生呢，就会变得非常，会过得非常有意义。
Okay, I think today we stop here, so I don't know. I think next month we don't have class, I think. Next month, yeah.
Okay, 今天我们的课呢就到此为止。从现在开始到下个月可能没有课，因为梭巴上师来了，我们去上梭巴上师的课。然后苏巴桑是跟着会去马来西亚，这样我们的 Ken Room 也要跟着去马来西亚啊，所以我们的课就暂停。所以大家就看阿弥陀佛佛教中心的那个日历表哦 ，calendar 上面有注明下一堂课几时开课，可以不可以？打广告，梭巴上师明天晚上10点05分到达机场，10点05分 MI411，应该是第二航科大厦，航空大厦，哦 ，Terminal 2 MI411 10:05 PM， 梭巴上师会来，所以大家可以去机场迎接他。那过后，阿弥陀佛佛教中心的节目全部都是梭巴上师的节目了，他的开示啊什么就开始了，哦，所以大家就上梭巴上师的课吧。好，梭巴上师课过后呢，他会去马来西亚，这样 Karen 就会随行。等 Karen 就从马来西亚回来的时候，我们再开课，可以不可以 ？Is it
dedication? Dedication.
现在我们做回向。You do dedication. 回向是另外一本子，第32面。个日常诵文 ，The dedication can be found in the short daily prayers booklet on page 31 for English and page 32 for Chinese. 第32面。Okay, we'll do it in Mandarin. Those who want to do it in English, you do it on your own. 回向，愿以此功德普及于一切。我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面， 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆毁相。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最深，未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆毁相。
OK，
谢谢大家。阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。I said there's some blessing code those didn't go to His Holiness teaching. There's some blessing code we need. Yeah, only 20 pieces.
这边有一些啊 ，blessing code， 加持过的啊，加持过的吉祥神啊，哎，我忘了怎样翻译了。休息五个月就是这个样子。好，所以那些想要拿到这吉祥神阶的可以来Cambridge 那边。这吉祥神阶是去年年底法王就达赖尊者法王开示，就江出朗布林开示所给的的吉祥神阶啊。所以那些没有吉祥神阶的朋友可以去请一个回去。OK， 根据谢谢西西利亚师兄，他查了我们阿弥陀佛佛教中心的日历哦，就是我们的法会日历表，在下个月20号，下个月20号我们的课会继续，所以下一堂课是在3月20号。Our next Chinese Lambrin class will resume on 20th of March.20th of March, according to ABC calendar. Thank you, Sister Cecilia.
Okay, so, so anyway, there's that many questions, okay? I thought it's quite too little this time. Huh? So, but true and Paul, before you take, please think carefully, you know, so not just quickly just take up, you know, but think, you think right, wrong, then you take that. Okay, keep your time. Think that. So this is the another way of learning. And after you find out your answer is mistake, then you that way you learn. So therefore you must think before you tick, you know. So this is important. So so writing part, I've only three writing there. So the point is, you don't have to write 100 line there, okay? What I want, your answer is, I want the real meaning from the verses, what they're talking about. Okay, I don't have many sentence there. That's not the point. But I just want the essence. I want to get correct answer from you. You know, not writing so many, but not you really answering the point, then you don't get that much mark, okay? So think right, you know, the point there, okay? Okay, it takes about 1 hour. I think I'm able to finish that, okay? Finish before 4:30, finish it, okay?